Hi, I'm Daniel with you.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Panattoni, and welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. Oh, Chefy, Christmas is near.
Yes, I know. almost,
people. Merry Christmas and a blessed, prosperous New Year to everyone.
Yes.
Chef and I are so grateful for this year because our podcast, there's a lot of milestones.
Yes.
Let's recite them, Chefy. Number one, we got our 1 million downloads.
Yes.
And we're counting for 2 million, of course. We're counting for our...
Of course, we don't give up, of course.
Yeah, 2 million downloads. Okay, number two. Well, our listen score of 41, and we belong to 1.5 popular show globally by listen notes. Imagine that's all, lots of milestones this year. Plus, our books are out. Not only one, but 13 volumes, people. This is Food 101 Volume 1, Basics until 12. It's only the books that you need, how to create a delicious food.
Yes.
Imagine this year, I told you we have a lot of milestones. And of course, we are now on number 16 of the best food podcasts on the planet. We're aiming for the top 10, people, but sooner or later, we are aiming for that.
We're going to reach. No problem.
Of course, we're going to reach. Of course, we're going to reach that. Chef and I have faith in you, and of course, of both of us, that we can reach our goals, because we are dedicated to do this every week.
Yes.
So we have a lot of practice.
We got no day off.
That's the only, even we are so busy, we have time to do this because we are dedicated to talk about food.
That's correct.
So, Chefy, how's Soto Soto this Christmas?
Busy. This is last week of Christmas parties. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. We are happy. We're very happy. You know, business doing good. So, that's good.
Yes. Busy for the business means booming. That'd be awesome. So, Chefy, this is already our fourth season.
Yes.
Our fourth season, people, already started last week. So we are counting this episode that this is considered as our second episode for our fourth season. Chef and I are trying to do our best to make our podcast bigger,
better, and bolder, of course.
Yes. And the fourth season, we are hoping that next year we're having our culinary course.
We try our best. But you know, people got to know that we work during the week too. Huh?
Yes. And then we are planning to have our Food 101 website through Facebook, Instagram, and any social media platform, so that people will learn our podcast, because it's been 4 years, people, that we are doing this.
Yes.
Food 101 is already on the fourth year, so we are really dedicated to what we are doing, and we have a lot of milestones to celebrate.
Today we got the squash soup, herb crust ribs, sauteed green beans with almonds, and eggnog cheesecake.
That old menu, people, something to consider this holiday. So let's, Chefy, let's start with the soup.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, soup. I love squash. So especially winter time and autumn time, you know, it's squash time, you know, it's butternut squash, it's acorn squash, it's pumpkins, it'll be everything, you know. So, but the best that I love is to make a butternut squash soup. That's my favorite, anyway, for as a winter's squash soup. It's very simple, you know, you got olive oil, onion, salt, your butternut squash, peel and seeds, of course, and garlic, of course, sage, rosemary, that always never miss in my kitchen, of course, and fresh ginger, that I like it on it, absolutely, and vegetable broth or water, depends what you have on your end, anyway, and of course, black pepper or salt, of course. So, very simple, you just chop your onion, you peel your garlic, you put your nice pot, you put some olive oil in, virgin olive oil, and you just make your onion and garlic a little bit golden color. Then you add your butternut squash, peel it, seeded, and cubed. You put inside, you cook for, 5-10 minutes. Don't even 10 minutes, even less, because it's a very soft squash. And you put your sage, your rosemary, a little bit ginger, and then after that, you put your broth, and you let it cook for half an hour, as long as it needs to be nice and soft. And then you may cool down a little bit, and then you blend it, and voila, you put it back in your pot, you boil up at the moment, and we serve it with nice garlic bread or garlic bread with cheese, whatever you like. There we go, your soup of the day.
Oh, yes. So, Chefy, if I don't have a squash, can I replace with the other kind of vegetables? Let's say pumpkin.
Sweet potato? Sweet potato?
Potato or pumpkin?
Yeah, pumpkin, yes. No problem, of course. Yeah, potato, pumpkin. You can use zucchini if you want it, but okay. I always like to follow the season. And for me, you know, to use zucchini in the winter would be a little bit... but you know, we had to use it sometimes, and of course, you know, we got so many, especially in Canada, we got so many kind of different squash, you know, and you guys, the beautiful pumpkin, and it's the best time of the year, you know, for using this beautiful product. And yeah, you can change it, you can change even with the sweet potato if you want it, why not?
Yes, people. If you don't have the budget to have the squash, or you don't have the squash, you may change to other available option that is good for you, that's good for your budget, that is available to the kitchen.
Yes.
So, Chefy, let's do the main course. What will be our main course today?
The main course, we have the herb crust rib. Yes, a nice prime rib, and for the I like to brush and let it marinate all night long the ribs with the nice herb that I mix together. It's parsley, thyme, rosemary, garlic, salt, pepper, and olive oil. I mix together, chop roll, mix together, and then I just spread it. Brush on top of the prime ribs, usually, you know, like about 6 to 8 pounds prime rib, and let it stay all night long. I wrap it with the paper wrap and with the plastic wrap. And let it stay all night long in the fridge. The next day, I just take it out and let it keep it for room temperature for half an hour. And then I put it in the oven with, some garlics, some onion beside, you know, just to give a little bit more flavor on it. And let it roast in the oven. And You know, it's going to take, you know, depends on the temperature we use, but usually if you preheat over 200 degrees Fahrenheit, you're looking at, you know, maybe 3 to 4 hours the kind of 6 to 8 pound prime rib. And now, after you just when it's cooked, you take it out, let it stay for half an hour, you know, 45 minutes outside. So you can slice and you can, you know, serve with a nice demi-glace or just, you know, plain like this, even is good too, anyway.
Yes, definitely.
It depends on how you want to cook even the prime ribs, of course. You know, the different, you know, if you want a rare, if you want medium rare, if you want medium, you well. So you're looking at rare, the temperature, the inside temperature is going to be around 120, 125, medium rare, 130, 35, medium, 140, 145. But of course, you got to remove from the oven at least 10 degrees before reach the 140, 145, or the 130, 135, or 150, 155, depending what kind of. Because, you know, when you rested for, you know, half an hour, you know, outside, it's going to finish cooking the beef. So you need a little bit of time to rest. And then after you nice and juicy, I suggest, you know, medium rare, or it's for me, it's my favorite anyway. But, you know, some people don't like to see too much juice coming out. So, you know, one medium, 140, 145 is good. You know, and that's it. You serve it with a nice demi glace, and the side dish we're going to talk after.
Yes, people, tips if you're doing the raw crusted prime rib, don't forget to rest it, because if you don't rest it, it will be giving you a mess. So, Chefy, but before we go on, we want to shout out to the people listening to our ranking clubs in the last 30 days. So we are so very happy, people, because in Luxembourg, we are number one on the Apple chart.
Thank you very much. Wow, that's amazing. I'm so, so happy.
Yes. Imagine Luxembourg, one of the rich country in the world, and we are number one on the Apple chart.
Wow, thank you.
Chef and I are more eager to do this podcast better, as we said, bigger and bolder. And in Canada, we're number 9, Chefy. Senegal at number 26, Kuwait at number 38, United Kingdom at 64, Republic of Korea 95, Czech Republic of 135, India 213, and Japan 215. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast, because this podcast is created to empower food people. And Chef and I are discussing our Christmas menu that you will well consider to prepare for this holiday season.
Well, we give some suggestion. Then after, you know, they can mix it up all together and do something about it. But yeah, you know, I'm always try to organize good. You know, like this week we went with my wife and we went out and you know, just get ready for because you know I'm working almost all week.
And yeah.
I don't have too much time to cook, but you know, I want to make it sure we're gonna have a nice Christmas, you know, and have a nice Christmas dinner at least together. And let's see.
Yes, definitely. And this menu that we are discussing, suggesting people, if you don't plan yet or you still have the second thought of what you gonna serve for this holiday, listen to our, I think this is our the third episode that we're talking about Christmas recipes.
Yes.
So listen to our previous episode if you want a idea that you're gonna serve for this season. But Chefy, before we go through our next topic, I'm inviting you to grab a copy of my latest bestsellers audiobook, And okay, Chefy, let's go to the side dish.
Another side dish, a very easy one, you know, green beans with the garlic and almond, or just almond if you want it, but so the green beans. It's another classic, very simple recipe to do. You just, you know, you need your beans, you need your garlic, olive oil, black pepper. If you want, some people put some brown sugar on it. I don't, but you know, some people like it. And the slice almond. If you toast it, it'd be best because you know they got nice color. And the practically you boil your green beans, and then after some people use sesame oil, some people use olive oil. I would prefer olive oil. And then you fry your garlic, you put your saute your beans, you add all your seasoning, and you toast almond on top. That's it.
Yes.
Some people like to put a little balsamic vinegar too inside, eh? But you know, depends on the recipes.
Yes, definitely. And if you don't have a green beans, you can replace with snow peas, people.
Oh yes, absolutely. Snow peas, nut peas, everything.
Yes, any kind of green.
Oh yes,
it's good for the plate, people, for the presentation.
Well, eventually you can even use your asparagus if you want. You know, if you can't find green beans or even snap peas or snow peas, you know, you can find asparagus everywhere. So
yes, definitely. And so, of course, Seppi, let's go to the dessert.
Oh, yeah, dessert. We're going to talk now about the eggnog cheesecake. You know, I love the eggnog, you know. Then you can use for so many things. You can not just drinking and make, you know, drinks. but you can make lots of dessert. You know, eggnog cheesecake as an example now. But, you know, even a semifreddo, you can make even mousse, bavarois. Oh, my God, how many desserts you can make with that. But anyway, the eggnog cheesecake, classic, you know, you make your crust with your graham cracker and sugar and butter, like any kind of cheesecake. And then you wait for the filling, you get your cream cheese, your sugar, a little bit flour. If you, of course, gluten-free, you can change your crackers or you can take off the flour, you can put your cornstarch on it. Anyway, the eggnog, you add the eggnog, you add some extra eggs, a little bit rum. No, never miss that because you really need it. Vanilla extract and a little bit of nutmeg. There we go. Then after that, you just bake your cheesecake as a usual, 325. You know, you can depend on the size that you want, around 45 to 50 minutes. It's gonna be ready. Then when it's ready, you just take it out to make it cool down, and you open up, and then you can serve it with nice whipped cream and a little bit cinnamon, nutmeg for garnish. That's a classic cheesecake, eggnog cheesecake. But like I say, you know, you with the eggnog, you can have so many things to do, so many ideas on. You know, you can make so many things with eggnog. Like I say, you know, you can make eggnog cheesecake. You can make eggnog bavarois, eggnog mousse. So many semifreddo. So many recipes you can make with eggnog. But you know, of course, a classic eggnog cheesecake. A classic cheesecake. You need a crust. You made it with the graham and crackers, sugar and butter. You can replace, if you're gluten-free, of course, with something else, some other cookie, gluten-free cookies instead. For the filling, you get your regular cream cheese, sugar, a couple of spoons of flour. But of course, as I say, if you're gluten-free, you can change with the starch and eggnog, some extra eggs, rum. Of course, you need a rum, you know, because you need it. And ground nutmeg. And then it's like a regular cheesecake, you know, you just preheat your oven at 325, you know, cook for 45 to 50 minutes, depend on the size and that you want to make. And after it's cooked, you just make it cool down, open up like usual, like a simple cheesecake, and then just decorate it with some nice whipped cream and cinnamon and nutmeg on top. That's a classic for eggnog. But like I say, you know, you can do so many things with eggnog, you know, especially, you know, on Christmas Day when you wake up, you want to have a nice French toast, eggnog French toast. Oh, how many things you can do with the eggnog, you know? Not just drink, that's for sure.
Yes. Last week we talked about eggnog with the spirits.
Yeah.
Any kind of spirit you're going to put, vodka or something that you like to mix it in. How about rum? How about Jeffy? Eggnog tiramisu. Can we do that?
Oh yes, eventually yes, you can make that one too. Absolutely.
Oh yes.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Last time you told us you did something about modification of tiramisu. What is that again, Jeffy?
For tiramisu, there is so many modifications to do. Well, you can do strawberry tiramisu, pistachio tiramisu, hazelnut tiramisu. You can make regular tiramisu, of course. Now, for example, eggnog, you came out with eggnog. Yeah, of course you can make eggnog. You can make a green tea tiramisu. So you can make a beer tiramisu with a beer. Oh my God, yes, regular. Oh that's good.
It's something good. Else.
Yeah, no, we can have one day talking about, we can stay one day talking about tiramisu for sure. You know, I'll give you so many ideas, so many recipes. But once you open up, we open up this, you know, Facebook and, you know, all this media, we can put it on some more recipe over there. We can put some video. We'll see. Everything's going to come up in 2024, right, guys? Wait for us.
Yes, people, because our season 4 will be, as we said, bigger.
Better and bolder. But yeah, I will say even fancy, too. Why not?
Definitely. And watch out for our culinary course next year, because it's already almost New Year. So, Chefy, let's do the recap of what we talk about today.
Yeah, today we talk about one more course of Christmas. So we have a butternut squash soup. We talk about the herb crust prime rib. We talk about the sauteed green beans with the almond. And for a finish, a nice dessert, eggnog cheesecake. That's our menu of the day. We add to all the other menu that we talked last few weeks. And I think, you guys, lots of job to do at home to prepare all these dishes, guys.
If you decided already, people, what you gonna cook or you got what you gonna what prepare for this season, you start to get all your ingredients, start to go to the market and list all the things that you need for this coming season. And we are highly recommended this set of menu. It's highly recommended because Chef and I are doing this superb set of menu. And more and more set of menu to come until this holidays finish. And please do grab a copy of our volume 13, people, Christmas recipes. If you want the full package from Christmas menu, Christmas appetizer, Christmas main course, and Christmas dessert. It's a complete package, people. If you are wondering, aside from what we are talking now, and you want more, please do grab a copy of our volume 13 Christmas recipes. It really helps you to decide what you gonna cook for this holiday. People, thank you so much for supporting our podcast, especially in Luxembourg.
Yeah, wow, yes.
I hope you will continue supporting this podcast because Chef and I are dedicated to make this podcast bigger
better and bolder. American people,
see you soon.
Bye-bye.